Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply beginning to end. Beginning to end. Imagine enjoying a great movie, and right before the dramatic ending, the screen goes black, depriving you of the opportunity to see the best part of the film. And now think about reading a novel by your favorite author and then losing the book before you get to the last chapter. Or what about typing a research paper the night before it's due and then just before you hit save, the computer crashes? We all know the pain of not getting to the end. Sometimes there are things that happen that are beyond our control. In business, my friends, finishing is an art. Just like some people don't know how to finish a book, or some people never have the discipline to finish a workout routine, in business there are many that lack the skill necessary to finish strong and finish well. In this lesson, my friends, we're going to outline the key components of finishing like a champion, doing your part in order to make sure that your goals are met and that deadlines are achieved. Let's outline this, my friends. It's just a few simple steps that all begin with P. That first P encourages us to embrace the power of preparation. Yes, my friends, think about how often sports teams practice prior to the actual competition. Even before pharmaceuticals are approved for distribution, numerous studies have to be conducted in order for them to be eligible for sale to the masses. In almost every aspect of business, preparation is equally as important. There are going to be deadlines you have to meet. There are going to be obligations you have to make. There are going to be things that you're expected to do as a business professional, and in order to meet those obligations, there are some preparation that's involved. First, there is mental preparation. The books we read, the peers we choose, and the mentors all play a part of our mental preparation. Some even meditate to become more mentally prepared. This process involves controlling our emotions and avoiding stress and committing to maintain positivity in every situation. You've seen it oftentimes, my friends, when you see an athlete preparing for a big game. They're not just physically prepared, they're mentally prepared. They've got their mind right. Well, in addition to that mental preparation, we also do need physical preparation. I know that every now and then, one of my things that I enjoy is eating sweets. Every now and then, I like cake and pie and cookie and sometimes ice cream. Well, because of that, I've already recognized that when I eat those sweet foods, it typically makes me lethargic. I'm less productive. I'm not as effective. So when there are times that I've got to perform and produce, I make sure to control my diet. What are you doing, my friends and neighbors, to make sure that you're controlling the things that go into your body in order to receive maximum benefit? So we not only prepare mentally, we prepare physically, we also prepare emotionally. Yes, this is just the art of making sure that no one or nothing saps our enthusiasm. We've got to be able to win with a smile on our faces. We've got to be able to maintain positivity through all types of circumstances, focus through all types of situations. And as such, my friends, mental preparation, emotional preparation, and physical preparation are the keys. Now, after preparation, the next step in making sure that we finish is we must persist. Yes, my friends, we must persist. That's simply continuing diligently. It's making progress. It's saying that all steps forward are good steps, no matter how small. Think of mountain climbers for a minute. Do you realize, my friends, that they start off in the valley and they've got to take one step at a time up the rough terrain of the mountain until they get to the top? Well, that persistence is what allows them to go from the bottom to the top. It's the same thing that allows a marathon runner to complete complete a 26-mile race. And it's the same thing that will allow you and me, yes, my friends, to achieve the goals that we've set for ourselves. How persistent are you? Do you start tasks and then get frustrated and quit? Or do you realize that even if you do a little bit at a time, it's better than doing nothing at all? My friends, I challenge you to practice the fine art of persistence. Pick a task or an assignment that you may have neglected and start incrementally working on it until that task is completed. You may have 3 or 4 tasks going on at the same time. That's okay as long as you're making progress on each of them and refuse to quit until the tasks are completed. That other step, my friends, in becoming a great finisher is picking a good partner. Yes, my friends, picking a partner is important. You see it in the weight room all the time. If you ever go to the gym, you'll see one person lifting weights, and he's got a partner who they call a spotter. And the spotter is guiding the weight, but making sure that the partner is held accountable. If he's supposed to lift that weight 5 times, the spotter makes sure that he gets to his number 5. Some athletes have trainers. Some professionals have life coaches. Have you picked a partner? I challenge you, my friends, that the partner you pick will determine the pace that you set. It will determine the prize that you win. It's all about picking the right partner. Everyone that succeeds has a great partner. We see it in all aspects of life, whether it is a couple who know how to work together. They pick the right partner, whereas you see some couples, they fight all the time and they never gain anything because they picked the wrong partner. My friends, after we pick the right partner, we must also practice patience. You know, success does not happen overnight. On the contrary, success happens over time. Think about the way we grew. We started off as babies that couldn't walk or talk, couldn't even crawl, could barely even lift our heads. Then gradually we began to grow. As we got bigger, we began to move better. Now we could control our heads. We could walk. We could move. We could run. We no longer needed someone to change our diapers. We were able to fully take care of ourselves to the extent that at some point we grew so much and so great that we were able to take care of someone else. Recognize, my friends and neighbors, that patience is a process. It's the process of recognizing that it may not come overnight. We probably wouldn't even appreciate it if it did. We know that great things take time. If you have great culinary skills and you can cook, you know that you can't make your greatest meal in 5 minutes. You can't bake your best cake in 10 minutes. On the contrary, this takes time. Excellence takes time, and we practice patience by setting realistic expectations, by realizing that we're not going to go from a toddler to a teenager in the blink of an eye. We set realistic expectations and place our goals and priorities in order, and that is how we win. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.